The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else this Christmas? PetersofKensington.com.au. Yeah,
let's go to Harley in the United States of America, Chicago, and their mayor in the news. Harley.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel fired the police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, over the killing by a white police officer of a black teenager more than a year ago. 16 shots. That's led to street protests with the recent release of the dash cam video. The officer has been charged with murder. He's free on bond. The mayor also named a task force to examine the police department. But it's interesting also to note that Chicago has become increasingly lawless this year. In the streets of Chicago, 2,752 shootings, 539 homicides to gunfire. It's been a violent city. And the police, you know, they've almost stepped back, similar to what happened in Missouri.
Frightening, isn't it? Now, Iraq and Syria?
Well, the defense secretary announced today the Pentagon is deploying a new elite force of special operations troops to Iraq. They will make raids, they'll free hostages, capture ISIS leaders, carry out operations also in Syria. Some of the experts have said if they operate best in secret, why tell the bad guys they're coming what they're going to do?
Oh, absolutely. Harley, stop saying sensible things. Why tell them what you're going to do? Tiger Woods turns 40 on December 30. He's now ranked 400 in the world. Many wondering if he'll ever play again.
He may never come back. We've got a lot of golf analysts who track the game most closely, folks like you, as a matter of fact. And after three surgeries on the same location in his back in the last 19 months, even Woods says he has no idea when his back will heal. He has no timetable for coming back. His only exercise these days is walking.
Terrible.
Tiger Woods.
Terrible.
Maybe talking about him in the past tense as a golf legend.
Terrible. Very sad. All right, Harley, well told. Harley in the United States of America. We've got the news coming up next at 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.